My heart is breaking and I'm losing my sleep. I still see you in all of my dreams somehow. For all the pain you put me through, and for all the things that you never do, cheat on you,
cheat on you, I'll cheat on you.
No, but it's really cool to have these records, man.
I agree. But no one listened to podcasts for like so 2 years ago.
You never listened to, you don't know because you don't have an iPod.
You know what? I don't, because somebody said he was going to give me his iPod.
Yeah, what a dick that guy was, or must have been. Probably
actually,
shocking. I don't have a problem. I wanted to talk to you.
Oh, okay. Well, that's good. It's,
I mean, it's a good reason to call, right?
Yeah, that would be.
Yeah.
I mean.
Okay, I'll phrase it in a very broad way, okay? Do you think women are less trustworthy than men?
Less trustworthy?
Less trustworthy. Or...
Do you have any idea what happened last night? fuck, that's a question.
I mean, okay, you can modify it however you want. Like, you can say, in the United States...
In the United States, the average woman. Okay, what if we start with the most broadest? Let's start with the broad. Men and women lie for very different reasons.
Okay.
And everyone can kind of basically agree to this principle that when a man lies, he lies about little things.
This seems like a Chris Rock routine. It seems like you're quoting Chris Rock right now.
Actually, I've never even heard Chris Rock. All right. You probably lie a lot more than any other girl I've met.
That is not true. I'm sorry I just lied to you and said it wasn't true.
I'm sorry, I just lied. No, I'm actually not sorry.
Okay.
Well, so a girl lied to you.
A girl did lie to me implicitly by not saying something.
Withholding information?
It's very important information that I think...
Is that really a lie?
I think so. I mean, the act is to deceive.
No, okay.
Because it is... Okay. It's a lie by omission. We have a term for a reason.
That phrase is exactly the reason I brought up the question. What if that phrase is wrong?
That phrase cannot be wrong. It's betrayal. A good phrase.
I'm not telling somebody it isn't a lie. It's just omission.
Okay, fair enough. I'll give you an example.
It may be betrayal, but it is not.
Wait, how is betrayal less bad than lie? I think lie is more charitable than betrayal. Oh, you're saying it may be betrayal, but it doesn't have to be?
Yeah.
Okay, check this out. I'll give you the exact example. Okay?
All right.
Now, let's pretend you're a guy, right? It's going to be a stretch for you, but just imagine it. And you're with a girl who you like a lot, you really care about, and it's just sort of strange because you can't really tell a lot of people that you're together. And you're both really busy people. And furthermore, for some reason, there's always drama involved whenever you interact, right? But you're still together, and you see each other maybe every weekend or so.
You shall never, ever see this girl again. Ever.
Fuck.
Do not see her. Do not talk to her. Do not stay with her. It's going to end bad. Bad.
But I haven't even told you the story yet.
It's going to end bad.
Wait, I just told you I was with a girl. I didn't say... You just told me to end any future relationship with anybody, ever.
Yes. for the next 10 years, you should stay away from every single girl.
But this seems counter to my goal to get tail. Because that is my express goal.
Oh, I'm sorry. You must have been from the future. 12 years in the future. I'm from the future, Carlos.
But this seems...
I'm the time-traveling master, okay? I'm telling you. Just get away.
But goddammit, Daniel. But it's so good.
2 years from now, you're going to be with a horrible woman who you think is good. You're going to get her knocked up, and you're going to have a kid. Carlos, a kid. Your life's going to be miserable.
Did you knock somebody up 12 years into the future?
No.
So you're just telling me to break up with this girl for no reason?
Yeah.
I haven't even told you the story yet. Let me tell you the story.
All right, go.
It's a short story. The main character, he's kind of cool, kind of ruggedly handsome.
The story's being boring.
Shut up! Okay. You're sort of together with this girl, but you're both really busy people, and you don't see each other that often. And at one point, she's coming home from a social event with a friend of hers. But she has sex with this friend of hers and doesn't tell you for 31 days.
What?
Yeah. So the idea is you... Well, I'm just going to say me, because it's really about me.
Okay,
I was with this girl, right? And I find out that she had cheated on me a month before and didn't say anything.
Awesome.
I mean, she eventually did say it, but...
No.
Did you just say awesome?
No.
Because that would have been kind of a dick thing to say.
Yeah, I know. Did she say who she cheated with?
Yes.
Oh, shit, so I'm not scot-free.
Oh, fuck you.
Go, tell me your story. Go.
We'll just call this girl Lola.
Right.
And you happen to have both met her and the guy that she cheated on me with last time you were here.
Of course. And for this story, we'll call him a white guy.
So yeah, that's the thing. I find out about it, and it bothers me. Like, it gets me to the bone.
Okay.
You remember that time that Annabelle broke up with you, or you found her with another guy?
Oh.
And you got angry, and you left, and you guys were both miserable, and so you asked me to distract you.
And you didn't?
And I tried, but, you know, every single story I had to tell you about how much fun you'd had without her ended up involving her in some way. So,
and you know what? In the bitterness, there is comedy there. I mean, horrible comedy.
Oh, it was hilarious. I was just like, man, you remember when you were truly happy? Oh, shit, that was when you just met her. Oh, that's sad. You guys are broken up now. Oh, poor Daniel.
Okay, Kyle, shut up. The point is, making to your story, this woman, supposed woman in your supposed story, supposedly a month ago, slept with some supposed guy.
Some white guy.
And now supposedly you're upset.
Yes, supposedly.
Is this behavior unimaginable? Something that you would think would never happen? Especially from this character?
No, it's actually very consistent with the characters of her and him.
Yeah, I know.
Yeah.
I was thinking that months ago when I was here visiting, remember?
Yeah, I know.
We were like,
everybody had thought it. But for some reason, like, she had said that there was nothing. And so I was like, you know what? If I'm going to be with somebody, I'm going to have to trust them. And it sucked because I didn't trust her, right? Like, I kept thinking, fuck, what's she doing? What is she doing? And I had this suspicion for maybe a week before it actually happened and actually all the time after it happened. Like, I had this gnawing feeling that it had happened, or that it was going to happen, or something. And so, it just sucked, right? But it really, really got to me when I found out that it actually did happen. Like, it's funny, because I don't think anybody had ever cheated on me before. I mean, that I know of, right?
Well,
you didn't sleep with Jaina, did you?
No.
Oh, God.
I'm trying to make an equation here for you, Klaus, because I really hate when women say that they're like, oh, there's nothing between me and him. Bullshit.
Bullshit. It always is bullshit.
If there's a vagina and a penis, something exists between them. And if,
fair enough.
Let's imagine that you have a couple right now.
Okay.
These two couples are walking along the way.
Are they
say,
hey. Like, are they dating? But, is it a couple?
Yeah, two couples
okay.
dating each other happily, right? And so one minute the guy's walking alone, and then the girl from the other couple's walking alone. They pass each other in the mall and say, hey, how's it going? Bye. I'll see you later. You know? And
yeah.
they go their separate ways. They have their lives to return to. They have their relationships to go back to.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing happens between them.
Right.
Now, get a little eccentric here.
Okay.
And imagine that every single person on the planet has been killed, except for
Fuck.
A very beautiful, beautiful girl.
Oh, that's good.
Stupid beautiful. Drop dead gorgeous. The type of girl who would not give you a minute for your life. You know what I mean?
That really doesn't narrow it down very much.
And there's one ugly-ass man. Ugly, dude. Like, fucking ugly. Profusely ugly.
Like just slightly more attractive than you?
Perhaps, but he's got like a large head.
Oh.
He's got like weird skin blotches on his legs.
Your head is tiny and your skin blotches are all in your arms.
Anyway, now let's imagine there's no one on Earth, right? And these most unlikely people ever to date, ever to do anything, even to talk to each other, are both stranded on Earth for like 5 years alone until they come across each other. Okay. Their likelihood of ever doing anything together was supposed to be like zero, right?
That was.
But if we said zero, we would be mistaken. It would have to be like 0.0000001 or something like that.
Right.
But now that availability has been reduced and competition has been reduced, the most unlikely situation is now the likely. So if we learn something from this, we know that going to the real world right now, we have this girl in your story and this guy.
Yeah.
Who have far more multiplying powers to doing stuff together than these people.
Yeah, they spend a lot of time together.
And these people still fit back. Like, even if you had a lesbian and a gay man stranded alone on Earth.
Seems to be the story.
Alone, eventually they would get together and fuck each other. That's just what happens.
So this is a normal thing.
So, I'm just saying that when a woman says, I don't feel anything for it. There's nothing between us. Nothing at all. She's lying. And so is he. Because there always is something.
Yeah.
Because this number cannot be zero.
That's true. Yeah.
So, whether the situation allows for these numbers to be increased, or the availability changes the magnitude of the chances of these people doing something together,
mm-hmm.
is to be determined in the situation. But when a woman's like, nothing between us. Bullshit. Bullshit. He's a man, he's got a penis, and you've got a thing to put it in. It's designed to be plugged together. And in the right opportunity, they will.
Why? See, now this is my problem. I'm never that right opportunity. It's always some other jackass.
Well,
yeah.
Like I said, the big head and skin blotches seems to do a lot.
Okay. You just created the best dating advice you could ever give to a big-headed, skin-blotchy kind of guy. It just involves murdering everybody else on the planet.
Well, if you killed all men, yes.
I hope you can live with yourself.
Because think of it like this. Say there was 1 million girls on Earth, and you were the only guy. Your potential to scoring with all of these girls exists. So the ratio is 1,000,000 to 1, and they're all to you. And if there was 2 guys on Earth, it would now be divided.
Okay, okay. All right. So let's say we're on an island, right? It's me and you, and we're in a secret island that nobody's ever found. But a random sampling of women from the continental United States are present in this island. And by random sampling, I mean random sampling of women aged 18 to 30. What's your highest? 35?
Yeah, 35.
Okay. 18 to 35-year-old women randomly picked from the United States of America of random attractiveness level.
We can't do 16 and 35?
Really? You want to turn this into statutory island? Really? All right. Okay. 16 to 35-year-old women. There's 100 of them.
Whoa. Imagine that. Imagine that you're on... I'm sorry. you're the last guy on earth, and you've been alone for like 5 years, and you end up coming across a 16-year-old girl.
Oh, I'd be Are coming across that 16-year-old girl a lot.
You just do.
Sorry. And you just said 15-year-old. Did you say 15-year-old girl? Because that's disgusting. I would not do that.
Oh, yeah, of course. What I'm just saying, it's the plug analogy again. If they have a plug, they're meant to be plugged in. Unless, like, the most saddest thing on earth, like, you're both the last two 20-year-olds on earth and walking around, you meet each other, and you're like, oh, my God, it's so nice finally to meet somebody. I'm not alone anymore. And she's like, actually, I prefer to be by myself. There's nobody here. And she's like, whatever, no.
Or, I'm just not like, attracted to you.
Oh, my God. I see you as a more, like, brother figure.
Wouldn't it just be awkward if we did anything and then we still had to hang out into the future?
Yeah.
You destroy this island for me. No. Okay, so we're on this island, right?
Right, island.
You, me, random 100 sampling. Random women aged 16 to 35.
Right.
Okay?
Yeah.
Of all of those women, how many would be attracted to you enough to sleep with you, and how many would you be attracted enough to want to sleep with them? And assume there's not, you know, like, going with chick A doesn't interfere with your chances with chick B.
How long am I going to be on this island?
Well, you're going to be on this island for, let's just say for a week.
Ugh, I wouldn't do anything with any of them.
You wouldn't do anything with any of them?
No.
Why not?
Because in the experiment, any 16-year-old to 35-year-old could be the most butt-freaking-ugly chick on Earth.
Well, I mean, they could be, but there's got to be at least one hot one. I mean, 1% of the population surely is hot.
Well, the chances of having all ugly girls are just as much a chance of having all 26 ugly girls, 16 average girls, and 34 not ones. You know what I mean?
I really don't think you understand the concept of a bell curve. I mean, you're far more likely to have a distribution than you are to have all ugly girls. Okay, so you're on this island for 10 years.
Oh. Now you're getting crazy.
Really? Being on the island in the first place wasn't crazy?
All right, so I'm on the island for 10 years, okay. And you're average chick.
Yeah.
What's your question?
My question was, how many are you attracted to, and how many are attracted to you, and how many of these are intersections such that there's a possibility of a relationship? I say 100 because I want, like, a percentage of the population that's socially acceptable for you to date that you think that you're honestly able to date.
Well, you know, I don't know. I mean, obviously there's going to be one chick hottest to you.
Yeah, that's
true. And one chick ugliest. And
also going to be a smartest and a fattest and a prettiest.
Right,
and
right.
Funnest.
Right, yeah.
And they might not all be the same chick.
No.
No.
No, they're usually never the same chick.
Oh my God, isn't that the worst?
No, they're usually never.
Never.
Ever.
Ever. They say that intelligence times attractiveness times availability times sense of humor equals a constant.
Oh.
Yeah.
I like that.
Yeah.
That's actually
cool. Isn't it cool? I thought it was fucked up because I thought availability was either one or zero, right? But it turns out that even chicks that are with somebody are possibly cheaters.
Yeah.
And there's lots of levels of ambiguity, it turns out, that people think exists.
I agree.
Yeah.
Yeah, mental cheating, physically cheating.
What the fuck? Okay. Okay, no. No. What is mental cheating? Is that same thing as emotional cheating?
No.
So you can, like, psychically have sex with someone? What is this?
Psychologically having sex. You remember our thought experiment that we had a couple of years ago about you have one girl that you're dating who, when she goes to sleep, she subconsciously wakes and goes out and bones a different guy every night. I guess.
Yeah, I remember that.
Yeah. Okay, and the second one, she never cheats on you. She never cheats on you. But every single time you bone her, she thinks about another guy.
God Damn it. What is it with you and your realistic thought experiments?
I'm sorry. I'm just saying, of the two girls, which one would you rather have?
The one that dreams about another guy. Why? Because it's disconcerting enough to think that she might not be into it. It's got to be even worse to think that she might be wishing she were with someone else.
Ooh.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah.
It's a bad notion to think that she's, like, wishing to be with somebody else.
Yeah.
That's a bad one. That's a kick in the nuts right there.
Oh.
I don't know if I've ever heard anything.
So has your girlfriend ever shouted out my name?
No, she hasn't.
It's funny because
But I'm still trying to figure out who Ronnie is.
That's awesome.
Well,
you know what's weird? And I should probably not say this, actually. Like, you know how you sometimes you have conversations to yourself, or like parts of conversations, or you just come up with a good line to say to somebody, but you know you're not going to say it?
Right.
Like 30 times this week, I've had like these good lines that I'm just like, oh, I wish I could say it. And then I say it out loud. And instead of saying this girl's name, I say Jaina. And
oh,
dude, it fucks me up. I'm like, what the fuck? I thought I was over her. And it's funny because I hadn't even thought of Jaina's name since she got married, right?
Right.
But all of a sudden, this is like moment of betrayal / sadness, longing. Oh shit, it's over. But I don't. It doesn't feel like it's over. But I really don't want it to be over. Blah blah blah. But it's over. All of a sudden, that's all I could think of is.
Oh my god, dude! I've just thought of the greatest way of freaking like.
Go on.
Like conceptually mapping this out. If we thought about lines, right? If we drew a line of magnitude from 0 to 100% of like, man, maybe I should make this in like into concept math and stuff like that, and actually give it to you or something. Because I'm thinking, do you remember those little examples that they talk about gravity and stuff like that? Somebody holds a sheet and puts a weight in the center, and the weight just sticks out, right?
Yeah. Because it bends the space around it.
Let's imagine that instead of this thing being woven with cloth or... Now, we know that at one point Jaina was attracted to you.
Yeah.
And you to her. Yeah. So you both now say that you're not, and both could admittedly say that you're not. Deep
right,
down inside,
probably.
Both of you, you know something still exists.
Yeah.
You can't get rid of it. You can't. It goes back to the whole, like... There's a lesbian on Earth, and then there's something would have to still exist.
Yeah.
Right? Now, say, for example, she's dating somebody she's absolutely happy with. So, boom, drop a weight in the center of our little psychological cloth, right? And that touching point, the highest magnitude, is her greatest happiness, and you would fall somewhere around the areas of where this curve increases, right?
Mm-hmm.
So.
Trying to imagine it, yeah.
I was saying, it might make more sense if they draw it.
Yeah, this definitely looks like a vidcast more than a podcast at the moment, but whatever. Yeah.
Well, what if we just make, like, Muppets talking, and we just insert the voices later on?
I like it.
All right, fine. I won't give any visual example.
No, I'm drawing it. Like, I really am drawing it, and people can draw it at home, too.
Okay, so.
It really just looks like an orange under sheet. Or under a nap.
Well, it could be a spike. At that one point, it could be a spike. It could be a curve. You know what I mean? It could be any shape dropped into something.
Yeah.
And somewhere along that curve, from the ugliest guy on Earth to Carlos Monte Scal to the person she wants to be with the most, all these guys are going to fall along that curve.
Yeah.
You're never going to be able to escape it. And for the rest of your life, you're going to exist. Maybe your position will change on the curve depending on the magnitude of whatever object in the center of hers.
So is this in her head or in my head?
In her head.
So in her head, no matter what happens in her life, I'm going to bring her down.
No. God. No, it just means that, say her attention is the object fixated in the center.
Right.
So let's say I drop a steely in the center of this cloth.
Right.
And it's heavy enough to draw the cloth and touch the floor in the center.
Well, I don't think Einstein had a floor in his analogy, but okay.
Well, whatever. I was just thinking that's like the apex, the top,
right.
The highest you can get. Now, her, you know, her actions, her motivations, her goals, and everything like that are all based on what's fixated in the center of this cloth. Now, if she's in a car accident, right, or you and her are in a plane that's crashing and stuff like that, obviously the object is going to change, right?
Right.
So if you and her, still, her dating this wonderful guy and perfectly happy, but she's in a fucking plane that's crashing and you guys are just happening to sit next to each other, you may just turn to each other and be like, oh my God, I love you. Mwah. Goodbye, right? Oh, because that object is no longer fixated in the center, and now it's like a plane object up in the center.
Okay, so...
I had a point to this.
It felt like you really did. Because what I was thinking was just that...
When you said that you spoke of Jaina the other day...
So I was like, this is what I was thinking when you started off this metaphor, and I thought it was going to go in this really awesome way, and you were going to be a genius, and then you started talking about planes.
Okay, the plane is a bad example.
Okay, all right, this is what I thought you were saying.
There's still something about the cloth, man. I think I got something with the cloth.
Yeah, yeah, no, I like the cloth. I'm keeping the cloth. This is what I thought you were saying that is I thought was a better thing, and that's that this is my mental map, right? Like, right. I have this cloth, and... all of the things that go interweaving into it can be, like, parsed out into everything that's ever gone on through my mind, right?
Right, right.
So there's entire sections of drawing, right, or philosophy. There's sections, and they're, you know, they're not all clamped together. They're all spread out.
Right.
They're all grouped according to moods and according to certain things, but you don't really know where everything is. Right. And so as you're going on in your life, this cloth keeps getting bigger because you keep encountering more things and you keep, you know, you just keep changing as a person. But
right.
And you also start developing talents and likes and good stuff. And then you also get traumatized. What I was thinking is these good things that happen to you, they pull up the cloth, right?
Exactly.
And they take with them all of the associated memories and
around
moods
them.
And everything around them.
Right.
And the bad things that happen to you pull it down, right?
Right. And so, in between this positive increase and negative increase gives us a unique shape cloth
for each
that
person.
Is identical
right.
to the web of belief of that person.
Yes,
type of thing.
So to speak. I like it. Yeah. Except this is like a person's psyche. It's kind of more Freudian than Quinean. There can be things that you liked that motivate, like whenever, I think whenever something goes to one of the peaks, it motivates you. That's what I'm thinking.
Agreed.
And whenever something goes to one of the dips, it depresses you or whatever. But the point is you start thinking about these things a lot more, right?
Right. My only point is, I didn't want to go into the negative and positive because if Annabelle gets raped tomorrow, you bet your ass that that's going to be the center of what she fixates things right now.
Yeah, that's true.
Positive or negative,
it's
going to be in the center of her fixation.
You seem to give examples of your girlfriend getting raped a lot. That's true. Okay, so let's stay away from negative and positive. The idea is simply this. Some stuff at... some like 3 or so years ago happened between me and this girl named Jaina.
Right.
And I really liked her, but, you know, it was kind of weird. We were co-workers. She had just left her boyfriend of 3 years, and so she didn't want to hurt him.
Wait, are you telling me she was a white chick with relatively good boobs who had just left another guy who got with you and wasn't willing to talk about you to other people in front of her friends or family?
Yeah, this does seem to be exactly what I'm saying, yes.
Well, that's identical to the other situation you're talking about.
How do you mean?
I mean, the only difference is the girl's name.
What the fuck? Oh, shit. But Jaina didn't cheat on me.
Yeah, maybe she did.
Yeah, maybe, actually. So, my mentioning of your analogy, which I think is a good one, is just that Jaina... put some sadness or like put a dip that focused my thoughts that I wasn't even aware of. And the moment I, in my life went back to a similar situation, all of a sudden I started thinking about her and about...
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Because...
Right. Well, that's... they say, somebody's with PTSD, right?
Oh, shit, yeah.
Yeah, well, it's a good example, but...
Yeah, I like it. I like it a lot. I mean, I don't like PTSD itself.
You go out to a shooting range or something like that. Different place, different guns, different sounds, environments different, but for some reason, it just... forces you back into this spike, which may have occurred at one point, and you relive thoughts and emotions that had occurred before.
Yeah.
In your case,
well,
in your case, these two girls, man, are just like concept maps laid upon each other.
But the weird thing is, she doesn't really remind me of her, with the exception of the boobs.
Agreed.
Like, they're very different people. Jaina was very reserved, very, you know, she liked Atlas Shrugged, man. She was a white chick that just, you know, she hated Sex in the City. There's just stuff, like, very, very conservative, even though she was liberal in her politics. She was just conservative. And this girl's not any of them.
Wow.
So I have a question for you. It really bothered me when she told me, for obvious reasons, but there was another thing that really bothered me, and that was that when she told me, she kept saying, oh shit, I should never have told you, now you're just going to keep thinking about it, I should never have told you. And that really bothered me because I'm the kind of guy that would really want to know.
I agree.
Would you want to know? Are you that kind of guy?
No.
Because I remember way back in the day when we talked, way back in the day in high school, you always said that the truth was the thing that mattered to you the most. That was it, and you know you would deal with it if you had to, but you wanted to know, right? And then over the years, we took a bunch of philosophy classes and some ethics classes, and you were like, you know what? I want to maximize my hedonic utility. I just want to be happy, and so long as she doesn't give me any STDs, I'm fine. So where are you now?
What does the truth give us, Carlos? We speak about the truth like it has its own natural glow to it, that it, in itself, it's positive. And, and I beg to differ. I don't even know if the truth is something worth looking for.
I mean, okay. I give that to you. All right. Let's say I'm just attaching this huge value to the truth. But I want to, don't you want to believe that you're living a life accurately? Like, how weird is it that the girl you're with has this secret that she kept from you? Or that this other guy that you know has been unable to look at you in the eye for a month because he did some shit to the chick that was with you? And you don't know this. You're a fool in their eyes, or you have been fooled by them in their eyes.
Right.
You just don't even know.
Wow.
Does that not bother you? That bothers me.
No. You're right.
Yeah.
God damn it, you're right.
and I mean, like, you can give a bunch of instrumental reasons why you would want to know, right? Like,
or not to know. But when you talk about it like that, it does kind of defend the purpose of truth.
You need truth before you need trust before anything else, especially in a relationship. You need to be able to think that this person that you're with is the kind of person that would bail you out of jail, that would get you food if you were hungry and were far away and needed help, that wouldn't cheat on you, that would tell you if something bad had happened. You just want that level of trust. And if you're happy with that trust, then you can move on and build something wonderful. But if you don't have that, then every single time you're going to look over your shoulder and wonder who she's fucking around with. Worse, you're going to be thinking that, and she's going to be perfectly good and not have done anything.
And you're
going to be the jerk for thinking it. And that's what I thought I was, man. I was stressed out, and I just couldn't stop thinking about it. And I thought I was being this untrusting jackass. And now I find out that I'm a dupe. And I don't know which is better. I mean, the idea is that you want to be with someone that's not going to put you in either of those places, you know?
Well, these are the type of actions that rock a rock our foundations, and our beliefs, man. It's definitely true. You make a very, very good point. I'd like to think that when I was growing up, truth was like the most important thing. And recently I've had taken a step that I just don't want to know. I don't want to acknowledge. I don't want to be, hurt from it or anything like that. But wow. Wow, that's, I don't know what to say to something like that. What is that popular saying that says, fool me once, shame on you. Shame on me.
Yeah.
Maybe you should have like a tit for tat type of.
See, that's the thing. Like, I'd actually thought about that. I think I might have been going in a different direction than you. Finish what you were saying.
What I'm thinking is that you're going to have to initially try the truth. You're initially going to have to strive for that.
Yeah.
But I'm trying to think of a way of saying this without creating flaws, but it's difficult to do because it's like you're damned if you do and you're damned if you don't.
Mm-hmm.
So wait, explain this to me. This girl did something with another guy.
Yeah.
While you guys were technically dating.
Yes. I should probably give her side, right? Because her side of the story is probably more compelling than my side. I'm generally a jerk that over-intellectualizes things and doesn't think about stuff. Which is fucked up. It really, like, you over-intellectualize the minor things. And you over-emotionalize, if that's a word. Anyway. So her side of the story is thus. She has been going through a really bad time this year. She thought she was going to be with some other guy for the rest of her life. It turns out that and she wasn't who she thought she was. She likes me. She ended up being with me, but I just couldn't be or could be. And I just, and so then we start sort of semi being together, and all of a sudden I'm really busy and I'm not paying attention to her, and she's really busy, and she starts thinking that I only like her for sex, and because I only get a chance to see her on the weekends, because every day of the week I have to wake up early. And
well, and I mean, from her perspective, that's kind of true, because you were very much like, I don't want to get serious.
Right. But I mean, she sort of understood that as well. I was bad in the situation because I thought it would really hurt other friends of mine. And that just, it just bothered me that I didn't think I'd live up to my standards. And I don't mean that like qualities that she had. I just mean,
Did you think you were going to date this girl? Like, let's go out, boyfriend as girlfriend.
I think in an ideal world, I would have. And at the time, I didn't think of us as that because there were a bunch of mitigating factors, such that it was a secret relationship.
Right.
And she needed to get over this other guy. Like, her life had completely changed, so I thought I was doing something more or less good by trying to let her be independent and develop herself as a person, because that's what she wanted to do. She wanted to be a good person that, liked being who she was. And so I thought that if I only saw her a few times a week or whatever, then it would be for the best. And she's explicitly agreed once or twice that was a good plan. But, when the semester starts rolling, I'm a grad student and I have to take my work home with me, and I don't concentrate well with other people around. So it just, it was bad. Like, I couldn't spend time with her, and she thought that meant I didn't want to spend time with her. And
you didn't take the relationship serious.
I don't think she did either.
Mm.
So she finds out that this friend of hers really likes her friend, and she starts feeling like something's wrong with her, right? Because he...
Whoa.
So the story, her friend this girl, Lola's friend, had come down to visit, and this white guy really liked her and made out with her, and so this made the girl I was with really jealous. Like, she was like, well, I hang out with this guy all the fucking time. Why doesn't he like me? And it made her feel like something was wrong with her. And worse, her friend said, I can't believe you guys have lived in the same town together for 3 years and you've never slept together. And so one day, they're coming home from a bar. They come home and she just really wanted to see what it was like. She tells me, the words she used was that this was an itch she had to scratch. And that she didn't think that we were together. Or, I mean, she had forgotten that we were together.
Well, yeah, your boundaries weren't very clear,
right? They were clear. If she forgot, it's because she wanted to forget or because she just...
Uses an excuse.
I don't know. They were fucking clear.
Well, it's just, I remember like a month ago you talking about how you would try to intentionally space yourself from this girl and how you would, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
I'm just confused here by the fact that it seems like this girl has offered you a way out.
See, the thing was, I was trying to space myself to add space between us just because I thought that it wasn't going to work.
It sounds a lot like to me that you want your cake. And to eat it too.
Yes. Yeah.
You want this girl to be exclusive to you, but you don't want to be exclusive to her.
All I want in this world is a beautiful girl that only wants to sleep with me, but only when I want to, and only wants to hang out with me, and only when I want to.
Oh, man, if you could find a chick like that, man, let me meet the sister.
No, but I really liked her. I really did.
Well, did you ever figure out what she was talking about? Was she being crazy or what? Maybe it's you who's crazy. What is it?
So, apparently, she'd broken up with me in her mind the week before.
Okay. That's something I do all the time.
I like that.
Yeah, I asked her back out too, but she usually says yeah.
I like that. That's a good tactic. I'm going to use it from now on. Yeah.
Yeah. Wow. So that was her justification, huh?
Yeah, it turns out if you look over the actual history of phone calls / text messages / emails at the time, that it doesn't really back up her story, but it did in her mind.
Right. So she was like, I hope you don't mind, we were technically separated.
Basically.
You could always argue the whole, like, hey, I was technically single for an hour. I hope you don't mind.
It's
And she would be like, well, that's ridiculous. And I'm like, well, of course. A week is ridiculous, too.
Yeah. I think she understands that she was in the wrong.
Oh, okay.
And so I asked her point blank if I could trust her, if I should trust her. She said she didn't know and that...
Wow, she said no? She didn't know.
Yeah.
Good. I think that's actually cool that somebody could admit something like that. Carlos, I think you should take this as a sign and make a clean break.
Go on.
Go on. And this girl is not worth the trouble, dude. From what I've understood and stories I've heard, she's just not worth it, man.
But, okay.
She's got good boobs, okay? But how good are those boobs that they could require you dealing with all of this trouble?
Yeah, I don't think there's boobs that are that good or good enough in the world for that. So, your advice, your honest advice, and not this advice where you try to mess up my life.
Yeah, honest to God, find a way to make friends and really just stay that. Because there's no way one woman, there's no way anybody on earth is worth that much. Not even a friend is worth that much trouble, dude.
I should
ask her to marry you.
No, this is bad advice. Oh. Even I recognize this as bad advice.
Man, I'm confused.
So what you're saying is I should never do anything
with her. Do not give in to temptation with this woman. Do not. You don't want to ever run the likelihood that what would fucking happen if you're like, yeah, well, I don't really care what happens with this chick. I'm just going to bone her every now and then. And she ends up pregnant, dude. Carlos, you know what I'd like to say? That one's better off single or better off with the one they love. But it's, fuck, dude, I don't know at all, dude. Sometimes I think I have the answers, and sometimes I know I'm wrong, and then it's backwards, and then I'm upside down, and I'm like, oh, fuck, and then you're single, and then you're like, I want to be with a girl, and you're just like, fuck, I wish I was single tomorrow.
Yeah.
Ever since the moment these chemicals come into our lives, man, we're just fucking damned if we do and damned if we don't. I'd like to say that in my honest and most clearest moment of sanity, when I say to you that you would be better off being single, I would want to mean it. I'm not even talking about this girl anymore, because every girl's going to be like this, you know? Not as crazy, or the situations are different, or maybe she has a C cup instead of a B or something. You know, who cares?
Anyway. So, because your brother, Ben, every time I talk to him, he says, just stay single, man. That's the life. That's the way to do it. Just stay single.
I don't know, Carlos. I don't know. I don't know. You know what would be fucking awesome is if you meet the coolest freaking chick on Earth.
Go on.
And she's freaking hot.
Yeah.
And everybody else on Earth died immediately.
Oh, God, why does that never happen when you want it to?
I don't know. Because then you're never together, but you're never single. You know what I mean?
You know what would suck? If you got bored.
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah, dude. Kind of my
It's my fault, dude. I was trying to pull away from this woman.
You were.
I was.
And isn't that weird, dude? Like, 2 months ago, before any of this, before any of this knowledge, you would have loved to have an excuse like this to get out of it. Remember?
Oh, yeah, I guess so. I mean,
well, I maybe not like this, but you would have loved to have some scenario pop up so that you're able to get away with this girl without it hurting her feelings, you know?
No, yeah. I mean, I would have just loved to have gone back to, like, being friends or whatever.
I mean, if you could make a wish today.
Yeah.
What would it be?
I would wish to be able to fly.
That's a good wish. Now, going back to our story.
Does that have to be a relevant wish? Does it have to be sequitur with the rest of the conversation thus far?
It could be non sequitur.
Okay. I would wish for a slightly larger penis, like 12 inches instead of 11.
Well, that's really irrational.
I would wish. Okay.
Can you imagine, like, Daniel, Carlos, you guys have two wishes to split. I'm like, all right, Carlos, you get a wish, and I get a wish. And then you'd be like, I wish I had a 12-inch penis. And they'd be like, Daniel, what's your wish? I'd be like, I wish you could never get it up.
You jackass. You would, too. Just because it'd be funny.
That is funny.
Okay, can I have a bunch of conjunctions in my wishes?
Yes.
Okay. I would wish that this stuff that went down between her and this guy had never happened. And that I could still go over whenever I wanted, but that when we were, like, outside of that, we would still be good friends, and we could still hang out, and it would completely be normal, and we wouldn't even think about stuff. And 12-inch penis. Ooh. Except I really don't care about... I'm happy. I'm good. 11 is fine.
Right. 11 is okay.
So your advice...
My advice.
Is that I stop seeing this girl, I maybe try to be friends with her?
Yes.
And... I never...
The last time I talked to you about it, I told you to make a promise to me. and make an actual promise not to do anything with a girl like that anymore.
Mm-hmm.
And you couldn't do it.
I know.
Because you knew in your mind that you didn't want to do it.
Yeah, that's true.
I mean, if you had actually made a promise, then you would have to willpower yourself to do it. And you knew that you would not have the willpower to do it, so not wanting to break a promise, you never made it.
That's true.
I bet today you would still not want to make that
promise. God damn it, you're right. God damn it.
Okay. Which is half the reason you're upset.
I'm like 45%
sure.
You're
still emotionally committed to this girl.
Yeah.
Ouch. So that's why, you know.
Dude, but if you could control your emotions, they wouldn't be worth having in the first place. Right?
Touche, my friend.
But this hurts, man. Like, I just want... I don't know, man. I don't know what I want.
Well, the sweet ain't the sweet without the bitter.
Yeah. So I want to stop thinking about her, and I want to be happy and blah and all of that shit. But it really sucks.
Yeah, dude. It fucking blows, dude. What do you think I've been telling you for all of my life, dude?
How do you stop?
It's horrible.
How do you stop thinking about her? How do you stop thinking about these women?
I don't know.
Damn it.
It's bad, dude. It's bad. Yeah, it's a mindfuck, dude. I don't know. God, if I knew how to stop thinking about a girl, then good God, dude, I'd be the richest man on earth.
Yeah, no joke. Can you imagine, dude, would you buy that product? If it was like, take one pill a day for as long as you think you need to get over her.
No. Maybe there's like a thing in the back, like, you know how like an 8-year-old weighs like 64 kilograms and stuff like that. Maybe it's like,
yeah,
that,
yeah.
Like you dated for 9 months. You're like, huh, 9 months, 40 milligrams a day? Let's see, man. And you take a pill a day, you're like, hey, what's up, guys? How are you? They're like, you look like what you're doing. You're like, yeah. And they're like, well, fuck, dude, don't you upset? You're like, no, I'm taking Levistatin. And they're like, oh, yeah, that's an expensive med. You're like, oh, fucking worth it, dude.
Yeah.
Say what?
You're like, let's hit the bars now, man. Except you wouldn't, right? Because the reason you respond so crazily is because...
right. Yeah, you would just be casual about it.
Yeah, you'd just be like, yeah, maybe we should do something, but whatever. They're like, dude, we have this girl. We need to get you back on the horse. We have this girl that you're going to love, blah, blah. You're just like, yeah, sure, man. I mean, I guess, whatever.
Oh,
yeah.
God. Yeah.
Why doesn't that exist? Wait, you wouldn't take that now because you like your girlfriend and stuff. But...
No, I would love to take it.
Really?
Yeah.
What if you...
Fuck yeah, dude.
Okay. Like, let's say you took that pill while you were still with somebody. What would it be like to be with someone you were completely over?
Fuck. Jesus, dude. That would be...
That'd be interesting. Odd. Weird.
Yeah. Well...
God, I could just wish I could take that fucking drug and just...
You know, people take a lot of illegal drugs. Have you thought about that?
Wait. Huh. Tell me more.
Well, I mean, cocaine, meth.
That's
some
interesting.
Some of these things, you know.
And where could I obtain one of these illegal drugs? Yeah. It's fine, dude. It's good, man. Anyway,
this is pissing me off.
Thanks for talking with me, dude.
Why?
I don't know. It really helped me work some stuff out. I'm definitely
what?
Probably.
Whoa.
What?
If you're making progress talking to me, then.
Fuck, dude.
I don't know what we're talking about, but let me get on track here. You need to confess your love to her.
Okay.
And see if she goes for it, dude. You just need to go all or nothing. No, I'm not going to give you this bad advice. I'm serious. No, fuck that shit.
Oh my God.
Because I could give you some fucked up advice right
I
now.
I know.
Fucked up advice. Let me, can I give you some fucked up advice, but just joking, but it'll still fuck with your mind?
Okay, go.
It's you know, it's sort of like one of those fucked up jokes where they're like, hey, I cheated on you the other day. Just kidding. And, you know, even though you're just joking, and even if she knew you were joking, now it just puts, like, instills the thought of, like,
Right.
Fucking shit. Right?
Yeah.
So, imagine this. You're upset, right?
Yeah.
We gotta stop fucking each other's lives over.
Yes, seriously. This stops being fun after like the fourth year.
This is not funny anymore. We've been fucking each other over for 10 years now.
Yeah. Yeah. No joke.
So, fuck, you're upset about this girl, right?
Yeah, very much so.
It sucks, and you're gonna get over it.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Hopefully you get over it.
Hopefully.
I say hopefully because you never want to be that person who doesn't know. When I was in a relationship and I almost fucked it up, right?
Yeah.
The worst part about fucking it up was knowing that I never really tried my hardest to see if it could work.
Fuck so. You! Fuck you! Fuck you, man! Fuck
so
you!
If you give up now, dude, you're never going to know how good it could have been if you actually tried to make it work.
Fuck you, man.
And you'll never be satisfied with yourself, and you'll look back years later and you'll be like, if I had only tried! If I had only tried!
God damn you. You suck so much.
Okay.
Oh my god. Wow.
Then you're cocky. Now that's a mind fuck. Don't listen to that philosophy at all.
Oh my god, dude. You're right, though. I didn't fucking try.
No, I'm not right.
I pushed her away.
You did. But you did it for a reason. And even if you try to make it work, that reason still exists in your mind. You did it for a reason. You did it for because it was right. Don't ever change that. Yeah, dude, that's bogus.
Yeah.
Yeah, but, man, if I kept going with that, you'd be fucked up.
It's a little late for that, man.
Yeah, yeah. Honest to God, man, and I'm not doing this to try to help you out here, but I think you're a nice guy. I think you're an honest guy. You're not a bad-looking guy. You're funny. You're caring. You're not going to beat up your wife. You're really not going to cheat on her. You know what I mean?
It's very likely that I will not do one or both of those things.
Very unlikely that both of those would happen at the same time.
Yes, indeed. I mean, I'd have to somehow be on top of the girl while punching my wife. That's just... there's no way.
That would never happen, I promise.
Very awkward.
Maybe. And it's because of these things, dude, that these are qualities that normal chicks look for. I don't want to get beaten, and I want to have a good time with my husband. You know what I mean?
I like that.
Your mind... the part of your mind that's responsible for reproduction is saturated with a chemical from in contact with this woman, and it's blocking out your rationale. It really is.
Yeah.
You should not trust anything you fucking say to yourself at all. Get away from this girl, just become friends, and just find somebody else. Because if this is going on now, imagine what could happen in 10 years.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't want to be
that. You don't want to be there.
I don't want to be that guy.
No, dude.
No.
So I'm telling you, she may be a nice person. You may get along. She might be funny. But she's not girlfriend quality. She's not. Somehow, you're going to have to find a way to rosin up the strength to freaking turn her down, to avoid her. When she shows up at your door crying and her boob slips out, you're going to have to be able to know. No. Maybe. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
If you could take one advice from today, it's find a way to get the strength to turn this woman down. Because as a piece of ass, she could be contaminated. As a girlfriend, she's likely to cheat. As a wife, you're going to have marital problems. In every category. Even as a friend, she has a business with you. But there is nothing good about this woman. But yet you still feel like, oh, I'm upset. You're upset because a chemical in your brain is inflaming areas and deflating others. You gotta find the willpower there.
Fuck,
one of these days, you need to make the promise to yourself.
I'll try.
You still can't do it after all of this, can you?
I know I can't, because that chemical's fucking strong, and I don't have that drug to block it.
It's strong. Okay, so,
It's all right, man. I'll okay. figure it out. I can do
Think
it.
Think about it.
I can do it.
Talk to, yeah, okay. Think about it. Talk to me. Advice. If you figure something out, shit. Tell me how you did.
Yeah.
If you need willpower, give me a call. I'll be like your wingman. I'll be like, Carlos, don't go over there, dude. Don't go. Right. Drive by with binoculars.
Right, like, I feel tempted, man. Okay. I need to talk
it.
To you.
Don't do it, Carlos. Okay, don't do it. Don't do it.
Oh, man.
You know what it is, Carlos? Is that you should probably find somebody genuine to date. Why don't you start looking for a good person to date?
I thought she kind of was, man.
Oh, that's true. Okay, that's tough. I'm sorry, that's true.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah, you really don't know anybody until you start dating. So yeah. I can't blame you for trying. Yeah. But I can for failing.
Fuck you, man.
You kidding, dude? I had the most crappiest relationships in the world, dude. I think of it like this. If we learn from our mistakes, then I should be the smartest man. What was that saying I used to tell you? That was a great saying. It was about the dog. Dog laid on the tracks.
Yeah. Dog, train runs over, slices off his tail. He turns around, and then slices off his head.
It's over. Don't lose your head over a piece of tail. I know this doesn't sound correct, and it doesn't seem like it helps very much, but increase your vitamin intake, your water. Start exercising. Fucking exercising. Find a way to replace those chemicals that aren't going to be produced by her. Your body is just a thing requiring chemicals, man. So if you can trick yourself, you may not be able to find a medication on the market that helps you forget your girlfriend. But I can certainly say if you exercise every single day, man, and feel really good with yourself, because you're making progress, man, it's going to be something big.
Cool.
So, distract yourself at school. Go meet some new friends. New people.
Yeah.
Exercise.
Yeah.
Send some money to your friends in New Mexico. do anything to keep your mind distracted. Right. Start drawing comics.
I should show you the shit. I'm doing that, actually. I'll show you that.
Start making fun of the situation.
Oh, cool.
Of what's going on. Get in comic form.
Oh, I will.
It'll help get it out. You know what I mean?
Yeah. All right, man. That's actually a really good idea.
Okay, good.
That's cool, man. Thanks.
All right, dude. There's only one thing I can do.
Talk to you later.
I'll cheat on you. I'll cheat on you. I'll cheat on you.